Career and technical education classes are meant to create a clear path for some students from the high school classroom to the job that will start their careers. But according to our next guest, there may be a disconnect between the CTE classes that are being offered in schools nationwide and the fields that offer high-paying jobs in that market. David Griffith with the Thomas B. Fordham Institute conducted new research that looks at the CTE courses available in certain markets, including Phoenix, and the jobs that are also available there. I spoke with him more about what he found and why he thinks CTE courses are important to begin with.
You know, there's been this long-running debate within the education community over college and whether it's for everyone or whether it should be. And regardless of where you come down on that, I think it's fair to say that we still haven't gotten to 100% college completion, right? Many Americans do not necessarily wind up with a college degree. And so that raises another important question, which is, what is our plan for kids who may not go on to get a bachelor's degree? Are we just going to sort of let them go to prom, tell them to have a good time, and then they hit the job market and they haven't really prepared for it? Or are we going to give them some sort of plan or allow them to choose a plan that suits them and sort of give them the ability to enter the job market if they want to? And I want to be really clear on what I'm saying. You know, nobody wants to close any doors, right? And so I think that's always what the concern is, right? Is like, well, so you're discouraging kids from going to college. That is definitely not what I'm suggesting or implying. And I don't think that's what good career and technical education does.
So you all looked into this, into the career and technical education programs that exist across the country and including here in Phoenix. And you really were looking at this idea of whether or not the classes that are out there are matching up with the jobs that are available, right? What did you find kind of overall?
Yeah, well, so overall, we found some evidence of alignment between what kids were taking and what jobs were actually out there, but we also found plenty of evidence of misalignment. You know, there are large sectors of the economy that provide a lot of jobs and that don't necessarily see a whole lot of course taking, right? Despite the fact that we know that they're employing many Americans. So clearly, somehow, people are getting into these jobs. And conversely, you see areas where, you know, there's a lot of course taking, but it's not necessarily clear that the jobs are there. So, and then just in general, I would say, regardless of the sector, we simply are not doing enough of this at the high school level to really meet the demand in any of these areas. So you can sort of debate for any given sector how much of this we should be doing or not doing. But in general, we simply aren't doing very much of it, particularly when you compare sort of the way the U.S. education system works to the way education systems in other countries work. The quintessential example there is Germany, right? German society and education system has this long-standing tradition of helping kids build specialties starting early in high school.
Right. So the idea, though, behind that, I don't want to be completely critical, but it seems almost un-American, right? Like, because here in America, the idea is like, you can be whatever you want to be. Everybody can go to college. Everybody can get a higher education. Everybody can do better than what their parents did. And looking at it the other way around and looking at a 14-year-old and saying, you know, let's funnel you into hospitality services seems a little counterintuitive, right?
Yeah, I agree with you, and you picked a great example. If you really wanted to disprove my point, I'm not sure that, you know, hospitality is necessarily the industry where kids should be focusing. And I mean, I think it's important to be clear. It is a more complicated discussion. I guess I would push back a little bit on the notion that it's necessarily funneling kids, right? Everybody specializes eventually, right? Some people do it in their master's degree program. Some people do it in college. And so there's no sort of universal guideline for when kids should start to do it or not. And even in our current system, right, kids make choices about what they want to take. And some kids really want to take more math and some don't. That's just, you know, that's part of every system. So I just want to say, you know, we're not really trying to close any doors, but at the very least, we ought to be able to make this an option for kids.
So you also looked specifically here in Phoenix at the jobs that are available and these career and technical education courses that are available. What are the mismatches you found here?
Yeah, well, so Phoenix has an unusually large architecture and construction sector, which makes sense because it's a growing part of the country. But you don't see a lot of course taking in that area. What we did see a lot of was health science course taking and concentrations, which is, that's a great sector. That's a growing industry. Healthcare is a growing industry. So that makes a lot of sense. But one of the things that we sort of notice when we look across the country is that really there isn't as much variation as you might think between different places. And so, you know, almost every place has a manufacturing sector. Almost every place has a healthcare sector. Almost every place has, you know, a business sector. And so, you know, it really makes sense to be pursuing some of these fields regardless of where you are, right? Phoenix isn't as different from LA or Manhattan as you might think. And so it probably makes sense to pursue multiple fields for Phoenix as well as for other places.
Okay. So criticism aside, what is your takeaway from this? When you got the data back and analyzed it, what do you think states should look at in terms of shaping their education systems with this career and technical education in mind?
Yeah, well, one thing I would say is we should actually look at it. We were basically the first people to connect these two things, which is kind of hard to believe. You would think that we would know for every city in the country in significant detail, right, where the jobs are, and then what sorts of courses kids are taking. We don't. And, you know, it's really difficult to have an informed debate or conversation about it if you don't even have the information.
All right. That's David Griffith, senior researcher and policy associate with the Fordham Institute, and he's the co-author of this study. David, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.